This is Akashvani, the news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In her closing remarks, she appreciated that various groups of governors came out with their valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of their offices as well as for the welfare of the people. She expressed confidence that these suggestions will be implemented. The President said that the development of the country depends on the inclusive and accelerated development of the states, and all states must move forward by learning from each other's best practices and experiences. She urged the governors to ensure that the benefits of all public welfare programs reach every eligible person so that the goal of inclusive development can be achieved in the true sense. Addressing the concluding session, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the two-day conference had left an indelible imprint on the minds of all participants who discussed important issues in great detail. In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to evolve an ideal model of governance in the Raj Bhavans. He also urged the governors to embrace technology in their functioning and to promote digitization. The Prime Minister particularly called out for tapping strength of alumni networks of educational institutions and appealed to them to develop a mass campaign to make educational campuses free of drugs. The Union Health Ministry has issued Standard Operating Procedure, SOP, for transporting human organs through various modes of travel, such as air, road, railways and waterways. The SOPs issued by the government will serve as a guiding document for those involved in organs transplant across the country. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11 to 13,000 indirect jobs. He added that the chips to be manufactured in this plant will be used in e-vehicle and the communication and network infrastructure. The Indian Army has intensified its ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Himachal Pradesh by mobilizing several resources following the cloudburst and landslides in Shimla and Mandi districts. The Army said as part of the assistance and relief operations that flood hit Samej, around 90 civilians were moved and treated at the Army's medical camp. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with the leadership of the India-Japan Council in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated their commitment to realize the full potential of this important relationship. Foreign Portfolio Investors, FPIs, invested 54,727 crore rupees in equity and debt in the month of July of 2024. According to data from the National Securities Depository Limited, NSDL, FPIs allocated 32,364 crore rupees to equity and 22,363 crore rupees to debt during the same period. Director General of Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, has taken over the additional charge of Director General Border Security Force. Mr. Chaudhary is a senior IPS officer of the Uttar Pradesh Cadre. He assumed the charge of DG SSB in January of this year. Moving on to sports, at the Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen, the lone Indian shuttler in the fray, will face Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the semi-finals today at 3:30 p.m. Tokyo Olympics medalist boxer Lovlina Borkohain will compete against China's Li Qiang in a quarter-final bout in the women's 75-kilogram category at 3 p.m. Indian time, and the Indian men's hockey team will begin its quest for a spot in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.